I got a whole lot of money, y'all it for me. Bottle key popping that water bag, jacking.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at DReefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
When they play that song right there, that means all is well in Big Blue Nation.
I know. And it was the defense.
Yes.
It was the defense.
The defense was rocking. Denzel Ware had a huge game.
Yes,
Jordan
he did.
Jones played well. Josh Allen. Matt Elam played well.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a contagious thing. I really think it is that
it
once
is.
They start making a few plays,
yeah.
getting off the field on third down a few times. I mean, the first time that they had a third down stop, Mark Stoops acted like they had just won the national championship.
Yes, he did. He was fired up.
Yes.
He was fired up the whole game. But I think it was just a week of perfect combination of, it was a gut check. If it was a be a man time. It was, are you for real or not? You know, it was
yeah.
just, it was, even though it's only the fourth game of the season, it just seemed like it was a now or never type of situation.
It was.
Because of the Trailblazers statue unveiling on Thursday. The team was very involved. Wilbur Hackett spoke to the team. The team saw it. And, you know, in the midst of the things that happened in Tulsa and Charlotte, here you have this celebration of men breaking the color barrier, of a positive African-American, male African-American experience celebrated. And I think that hit with these guys a little bit, followed by Rich Brooks and Wesley Woodyard.
Yes.
And then it being a situation where Mark Stoops needed to win. And there was some stuff swirling around social media all day that made it to the team. I mean, Matt Elam, after the game, tweeted, "I love my coach. We will go to war for him." And that's not a rumor.
The fact that he had to tweet that out last night.
Yes.
Blows my mind.
Some nasty, nasty stuff that was out there that just, it caught fire. It was like the toilet paper on the Tumor's Corner tree at Auburn last night that somebody lit on fire and it was ablaze in seconds. That's what this thing was like.
Just incredulous. The power of social media,
the power of allegation.
I was sick to my stomach all yesterday. Sick to my stomach about it. And I'm so glad they won the game for that very reason.
Absolutely.
Aside from everything else, they needed to win that game. I mean, you look ahead and, you know, even if this team gets, you know, remarkably better, you know, week after week, they're probably not going to beat Alabama. They're probably not going to beat Louisville. They're probably not going to beat Tennessee. So you've got, I mean, you only have a limited number of chances to win games the rest of the season.
Yeah.
And so without this win, I mean, forget about it.
Well, someone was trying to set this up so that if Kentucky lost yesterday, that it would continue and the fire would really catch and this would, it would help push Mark Stoops out the door. I mean, people were wondering at the press conference, what was he going to say? He's gone. That's how bad it got.
Yeah.
But it was hurtful, nasty things. Hurtful, nasty things that made it all the way back to Stoops and his family and the team.
Mm-hmm.
It was a crazy, crazy thing. I mean, I heard about it on Friday. And when I was told by somebody I trusted who said that this came from someone that he trusted. So I didn't hear it directly from a source. I heard it from someone who said the source was solid. And I didn't even tell you on Saturday, Mary Jane.
Yeah, I didn't know. I hadn't heard anything about it until yesterday afternoon. Some people started texting me and I thought, you go ahead and think what you want to think. I don't know anything about anything, but I can tell you, with 1,000% certainty, it ain't true. And I don't know. And I don't talk to anybody. Yeah. I always find it so funny that quote unquote sources who have information always that's like salacious. They're never the ones that break the story about recruits committing or coaches getting hired here. Like who's going to be the next offensive coordinator. They never have that kind of inside information.
Right.
Right. Ever. But yet it catches on so quickly when they say they've got insider info about something that's like scandalous. And I always think that's so funny. Like, so your source inside the program didn't tell you that Eddie Gran was who they were looking at for the new offensive coordinator. Right. You weren't that tight, but
yeah.
But now super personal stuff, they're willing to tell you.
Yeah. There are signs when things are planted. There are just signs that pop up and it gets to the right people. And then those people spread it out a little bit. And then enough people get on social media, and then it becomes a firestorm, and it just becomes huge. I think this was clearly something that was planted in order to, if Kentucky loses the game, I mean, because it was very interesting how much it changed after Kentucky won the game. Once Kentucky won the game, it was...
Yeah, it was absolutely like, probably not true. Yeah,
by the way, not true. Well, hopefully that's behind us now. Hopefully he doesn't have to deal with this kind of stuff. Because remember, this is a man with a family. You know? Same thing happened at the end of Joker's career. Stuff was flying around out there trying to run him out of town. Same way. But it's a celebration now of South Carolina's beating South Carolina 3 years in a row. Something that hasn't happened.
What do you think they're saying about Will Muschamp? I mean, what? That he's an ISIS or something? You never know.
I saw somebody tweet that you could put Will Muschamp, the head coach of the New England Patriots, and he would instantly take the offense down to like 10 points a game.
Right, and Bill Belichick, meanwhile, will win an NFL game with, I guess, Julian Edelman as the quarterback?
Yeah.
Who knows? I don't even know who's starting at quarterback for them.
Yeah, I have no idea. With Will Muschamp, though, he went back to Kurt Roper, who he had at Florida.
Yeah.
And offense was a problem at Florida. So why do you bring back the guy who didn't help your offense do anything at Florida and take him to South Carolina? I didn't think that South Carolina was doing anything on offense that was so horrible. It's just they didn't make plays. I mean, their running back the two running backs that they used primarily were pretty decent. McElwain is a true freshman quarterback, so that's got to be hard. By the way, you know, Jacob Eason down at Georgia, true freshman quarterback, he's off limits to the media. That's the way Kirby Smart is handling that. Can't talk to him, true freshman. And, you know, here they...
Tubby did that.
Yeah.
The year of Rondo and Randolph Morris and those guys. Couldn't talk to freshmen.
They do it here at Kentucky
until they play.
Yeah.
If they play, you can talk to him.
Once they play, like Benny Snell, once he plays, you can talk to him. Well, that's not the case there, and Will Muschamp has the same policy with Brandon McElwain. So last night after the game, somebody asked something about being able to talk to him. And Muschamp, he got nasty. He's like, well, he's a true friend. He's got to go to class. He's got this to worry about. He's got this to worry about. He needs to worry about being the quarterback for this university. That's our policy. Got it? We straight? Yeah, he didn't care for that.
Well, and defensively, and we talked about how well this defense played last night and how sound they were. And they had, over the course of the last week, the coaching staff had talked about simplifying things, making it different. DJ Elliott said, same defense.
Yes.
They just made plays.
Now, Stoops on the post-game radio show with Tom Leach said that sometimes you have limitations, and with the limitations, sometimes you try to do things to mask those limitations, like scheme different ways on defense, and that sometimes that gets you into more trouble by trying to do that. And so, the simplification idea, which flies right in the face of DJ Elliott saying, we called the same stuff, they just executed it, which to me says that DJ Elliott and Stoops as well is saying, we were hard on these kids publicly this week.
Yep.
And now we're going to give them some love because they played their hearts out. Wasn't us. We didn't do anything differently. We did the same thing we've always done. It was the players stepped up and played hard. So I think it's a good thing because, you know, we talked about yesterday that do you like it or do you not like having the head coach say the players are not tough, not smart, not giving us, you know, concentration throughout the week. It's just they're immature. They're not serious. They're not disciplined. So you're just calling out your players. And then you turn around, though, and make sure that none of it comes back on you. No, this wasn't an adjustment we made. We didn't do anything. These were the players. This was all the players. Give them the credit. And so I think that was part of what DJ Elliott was doing.
On the SEC Network, on their post game, Booger McFarland, who I love listening to, said to him, and he's a former, you know, D lineman, that defense is about energy and effort, and what he saw from Kentucky last night was a whole lot more energy and a whole lot more effort. And that's the same thing in basketball. I mean, it's just defense is you know, it's uncomfortable to be down in that position for 35 seconds. But if you give that effort, it's going to work. You know, you're going to make stops. And you could tell there was a fire lit under those guys last night.
Absolutely. Wesley Woodyard.
Yeah, he fired him up.
Yeah. I almost said Brooks. Stoops. Said that he was looking for him before the game, wanted to get him to come into the locker room, but instead he saw him on the field after they came out and wanted him to go talk to the team. So he
did.
Yes.
Wesley went and talked to the defense on the sideline.
Yeah, got him fired up, which was that was pretty cool. I mean, Wesley Woodyard, I don't know if there is anybody better as an ambassador for what –
No.
What defense should be and what you should be at Kentucky, because Kentucky's always been the underdog, the one that doesn't quite have everything that everybody else does, doesn't have the tradition. It's always an uphill battle. And Wesley Woodyard, right away, out of high school, you're not big enough. You cannot play linebacker in the SEC, let alone the NFL. And he has fought that fight the whole way to where he's, what, 9, 10 years, 11 years?
He was in the league, I think, 2 years before the Broncos named him their special teams captain.
Yeah, he started playing.
Which is voted on by the players. I mean, it didn't take long for them to realize what kind of a dude he was, what kind of leader he is.
2008 would have been his first season in the NFL. So he's in his ninth season. Yeah, he's a team captain for the Titans now. He was the Broncos' Walter Payton Man of the Year, maybe more than once. He's got a 16 Ways organization, charitable foundation. And he said he's... You know, he's going to coach. And after 10 years at Kentucky, he's going to have more wins than all of them. So couldn't be. Denzel Ware said that Wesley Woodyard was a big inspiration to them.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Stoops said that the statues were impactful to the team. And then just, well, the biggest motivator we forgot about, Mary Jo, the biggest motivator of all. Which we said on the show, we talked, it was tweeted, or it was said while we were on the air yesterday, Lee Corso.
Yeah, and Matty Elam tweeted about that too.
Lee Corso yesterday, of course, on game day said Kentucky may have the worst defense in the history of college football. And all the players heard it. All of them heard it. Got him going. You were mentioning Booger. He tweeted about every Sunday morning, if you don't know this, if you don't follow, it's at SEC Booger.
Mm-hmm.
And he tweets about every single SEC team and just gives a quick takeaway from each team's game. And he said, Kentucky, 200-plus yards rushing and a defense inspired by a ticked-off coach. Johnson didn't do much, but he didn't hurt team either. Nice win.
Yeah. And it was a crazy day in the SEC. We can get into some of that other stuff after we take this break. But what I kind of wanted to allude to about the Stoops and DJ Elliott thing, saying we didn't change our defense, it was just players made plays. You take the two halves of the Tennessee-Florida game, and it looked like the Tennessee offense couldn't do anything. And then you see when they made plays the second half, and I don't think their base offense changed all that much. Mm-hmm. And once players start making plays...
Yeah.
It's contagious.
Yeah.
And you see the difference. So they broke the streak. Oh, good. And they were acting like 11 years was something crazy. talk to Kentucky fans about 30 years and then get back to us.
Oh, that place. I saw, you know, Kyle Tucker. He's going to be on the show in about 15 minutes from SECCountry.com. And he was at the game. And I saw his tweet about an hour before Tennessee scored two touchdowns to go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after they took the lead and then scored another touchdown. Mm-hmm. It was about an hour after his tweet said you could hear a pin drop.
Yeah.
In the end zone as Florida scored and a fan yelling, "Goodbye, Butch."
Yep.
Like, that's the end for you. I mean, so halftime, they're ready to fire their coach. Second half.
That now they've erected a statue of him.
That's just the way it is.
That's the way it is.
That is the way. It's the world we live in. All right, we're going to take a break. But let me tell you what's coming up. As I mentioned, Kyle Tucker from SECCountry.com at the bottom of the hour. Kyle Tucker, who, of course, the last previous two Saturday night, Sunday mornings, what he wrote
was very critical of Stoops.
Yes, and now he was he didn't have to write that column today. So we'll talk to him. And then at 10 o'clock, Mary Jo, a guy who played for Mark Stoops, a guy who Kentucky could really use on the defensive line, C.J. Poop Johnson's going to join us.
Sweet.
At 10 o'clock here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
What are you all smiles about, man?
My favorite time of the season is back, baby. Football season.
Yeah, mine too.
And that means I get to use my favorite website.
Oh yeah, let me guess what that is.
No, not that. MyBookie.lv. It totally lets me get in on the action. And if you sign up now and make a deposit, you get a 100% bonus.
I think I'd like to get in on that action.
And it's mobile friendly, so I can pull it up from my phone anywhere. Even if I'm late and the game has already started, it's no problem. They've got live in-game action.
Yeah, but what happens when it comes time for a payout?
I never have a problem getting a payout. There's no hassles, no runaround, and they got the best customer service ever.
Sign me up.
Call 844-900-2387 or go to mybookie.lv. Sign up, make a deposit, and get a 100% bonus. If you use the promo code RADIO and make a deposit within the next 30 minutes, you'll get an extra 10%. There's no hassle, there's no fine print, and they've got the best customer service in the business. Only the biggest, only the best. MyBookie.lv.
Get out to Glenn's Freedom Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on New Circle this weekend to check out the largest Jeep Wrangler inventory in the state. New shipments have arrived, or maybe you're interested in a new truck. Glenn's Freedom Ram has discounts up to $14,000 on new 2016 Ram trucks. They have a great selection of diesel trucks, too. Looking for a new 2017 model? There are great incentives already on 2017 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Oh, yeah. One more thing. You could win tickets to the NBA preseason game at Rupp Arena between the Sacramento Kings, former UK stars DeMarcus Cousins and Willie Cauley-Stein, and the Washington Wizards with former Cat John Wall. Test drive a new car, truck, or SUV Thursday through Sunday and check the glove box. You just might win a pair of tickets to the game. The excitement happens this weekend at Glenn's Freedom Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, 1560 East New Circle Road, Lexington. Test drive a car, truck, or SUV this weekend. You may get tickets to the NBA preseason game at Rupp Arena.
The following commercial contains a bunch of super secret information.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, the following commercial is all wink, wink, hush, hush.
Check to the script.
At the Body Bay, we have things. So many things. You like tie-dyes? We got them. We got rolling papers, disc golf supplies, incense, e-cigs, glassware, vapes, and pipes, flow toys, and other things. Hey, 420 is a cool number, isn't it? The Body Bay, we're just like 420. We're the coolest place in town. We have staff. They are friendly. We have stuff, you know? You want to be cool, too? Shop here and you will be. The Body Bay. 420! East New Circle Road next to Pizza Hut in Lexington. We're the place to buy things to do stuff with.
ESPN Sports Radio. The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Favorite part of the game as far as fun goes, I have two things.
Yep.
Number one.
No. Are you going to steal mine?
No, no, no.
Okay.
I'll let you have it.
Okay.
Number one, Benny Snell, my favorite part.
Yeah.
I absolutely loved seeing him last week against New Mexico State. The moment I saw him run, like, twice, like, this guy's different. He's absolutely different. This is a guy who comes around once in a while and goodness gracious, did he show it again yesterday.
Just, I mean, he carried the whole pile.
Yeah. Beast. This is not carrying New Mexico State. It's carrying South Carolina, a defense that's pretty good. The offense may be horrible for South Carolina, but the defense is pretty good. And he ran it 7 straight times on that last drive. As soon as he came in, the very first play, I was about to tweet something, and I didn't want to jinx it, you know, and so I didn't say anything. But my tweet was going to be, Snell is about to salt this thing away. They're going to eat up a bunch of clock, and he's going to take it into the end zone. I said, but I'm not going to say anything. And then I saw John Hale say something about, you know, closer, bring him in to wear down a defense.
And that's exactly what he did. And they kept running him the same play. Like, and they couldn't stop it.
During the game, I thought, well, I wonder why they're not giving Snell more carries. I understand JoJo's back and everything, but, you know, Snell, he's a beast back there. You can't lose this game and not try.
Yeah.
And not have Snell give you a chance here. Because Boom had kind of hurt his back a little bit. But then when they put him in the fourth quarter, I was like, well, this is it. This is the strategy right here. Is they did what they did, and they knew this thing's close in the fourth quarter. We put the fresh legs of Benny Snell out there, and we can hand it to him 7 times in a row, and he can carry us down the field. They never threw a pass in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
They held the ball for 10 minutes time of possession to 4-something for South Carolina, and it was Benny Snell. The fourth quarter belonged to Benny Snell and the UK defense. And seeing him, the reason it's my favorite thing, is I know that Kentucky's got something that they haven't had in a long time that will always work. Like, you can't run it against Alabama 7 times with Benny Snell. No. But you keep plugging away with him.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to work. You're going to be able to rest the defense with Benny Snell. Boom is an awesome player. He's going to go down. I mean, if he stays for another year, he's going to go down as one of the top 5 rushers in Kentucky history. Just because of what his statistics will say and his explosiveness, of course. And that's what he gives you is, but when you notice when Boom gets the ball, he is waiting for the blocks, he's reading everything, and he's waiting for that little crease to explode through it. And that's great. That is something.
That's him.
Yes.
Like, it's not a knock. That's just his running style.
Yeah, it's no knock at all. To have Benny go with that, whereas Benny just pounds it in there. I mean, if you're a lineman, And you're in his way, face mask to the back. I mean, get ready. There's going to be a bruise over there because he's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And he just won't be denied. So I'm not saying that Boom comes along every year. That's definitely not what happens either. But to have both of them, and Benny can give you something that Boom just can't. When they load the box up, Boom's not going to be able to do what Boom does. When they load it up and they're playing to stop the run, it's going to be a lot tougher for Boom. When they play to stop the run, Benny can still get you 3 yards maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my favorite thing
yes.
of the game. I mean, the defense, it's hard to say that the defense wouldn't be the favorite thing because Benny doesn't matter if the defense doesn't play well. You don't get a chance to do that. But another favorite thing, and this was yours.
Oh, my gosh. Let's play it.
You want to play it first?
Yeah, let's play it first.
Yes. Our man Josh.
Edge rusher couldn't get there. Great throw to the tight end, Hayden Hurst. Upended by Westry. Chris Westry.
It's hard to hurdle a 6'4" human being. And that's what Hayden Hurst just tried to do.
That was phenomenal. Everyone from Lamar Jackson to, you know, NFL Sundays, the tight end hurdling someone has become this thing.
Right.
And then they tried to do it to Chris Westry, and he picked that. And that's not a small tight end.
No.
Hurst was, he's a big boy.
Yeah.
And Chris Westry basically caught him mid when he tried to hurdle him, and then body slammed him to the ground.
What is he thinking? It's the tallest defensive back in the SEC.
I mean.
And you go, what, 250?
Yeah.
At least? And you're trying to hurdle him?
That was phenomenal.
His foot got chest level with Chris Westry.
Yeah.
It made it to his chest. I don't know if maybe he was trying to do the Isaiah Crowell. Remember that
yes.
Browns play where he steps on him and uses his foot to throw him to the ground? Maybe that's what he was thinking. I don't know, because your brain is messed up if you're trying to go over
yeah.
like that.
It was, yeah, his His eyes were bigger than his athletic ability.
Definitely.
And that was what Chris Westry did there. Couldn't have been more perfect. To just slam him to the ground. It was great.
Chris Westry's buddy on the other side, Derek Beatty.
He had a good game.
Yes. I thought he had some trouble the first three games, and then he got that pick against New Mexico State in a game where he had some trouble in that game.
Mm-hmm.
And then this game, he really played great coverage, great defense. He was all over the place. And Josh Allen was all over the place. And Jordan Jones continues to be all over the place. And Denzel Ware.
That was his best game for sure. And Avante Bell, Stoops mentioned him in the post game. You know that he had made some big plays.
They just about all played well.
Yeah,
I mean, but for Avante Bell and Denzel Ware, big breakouts for them. If they can continue to do that, things are different. Things are different. But
it just stinks. This is when the Alabama game comes.
Yeah,
right. Because I feel like this could be a real momentum.
I mean, they're going to get caught looking ahead to Vanderbilt and lose to Alabama. The UK had four sacks for the first time against an SEC opponent, the most since four sacks against Mississippi State in 2008. I couldn't even believe that when I read that in the postgame notes. I thought, all the defensive players that UK has had since 2008, and they haven't had four sacks against anybody? Vanderbilt, South Carolina, nobody?
And listen, Bud Dupree and Za'Darius Smith.
Yeah.
We're on this team not too long ago.
Right. All right, so coming up next, we're going to talk to Kyle Tucker. He was down at Neyland Stadium, so we'll definitely talk a little bit about that because that was a crazy game.
Yes.
And then we'll talk, obviously, UK football. Kyle Tucker from SECCountry.com next on the Dana Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I wish I had a better voice to sing some better words. I wish
the Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Tune in to ESPN Sports Radio 1300 weekdays at 8 and 4 for the Central Bank Reds update with Doug Flynn all season long. Central Bank, where local service and knowledgeable bankers give you the central difference.
Gary Wexler here, General Manager of Glenn's Freedom Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, asking you to celebrate good times. Come on! No, seriously, it's Jeep Celebration Event. And we're rocking our Jeep inventory, over 100 on sale this weekend. 2016 Jeep Compass lease for this weekend for $199 per month with no money down. That's $199 a month with zero cash out of pocket. For a brand new Jeep Compass loaded with over 30 safety features, making it perfect for snow, mud, sand, rock, and anything in between. So tear it up. That's a 2016 Jeep Compass for $199 a month with no cash out of pocket. I told you you'd want to celebrate at Glenn's Freedom this weekend, 1560 East New Circle Road, or online at glennsfreedomcdjr.com. Get here.
Excludes tax title license. Lease for 36 months with zero due at signing. Lease includes lease conquest rebate or lease loyalty rebate. Must own qualifying competitive lease or be current Jeep lessee to qualify. 12K miles per year with 20 cents per mile overage. Must finance through Chrysler Capital on approved credit. Not all lessees will qualify. Offer expires end of the month.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I have often wondered why people would hire law firms many miles from their homes, sometimes well over 100. This is why we have fully staffed offices throughout Kentucky and conveniently located for you. And I mean real offices, not a post office box. You can drive over anytime. When you want to meet with your lawyer, we're close by. And if you've been injured and are unable to come to us, we'll come to you 7 days a week. Also, if you ever have questions about your case, visit forthepeople.com 24 hours a day. And you can always call our office, even at 3 a.m. Try it. Being connected to you is our goal number one. For over 25 years, we've been here when you needed us most. It has been our honor to represent you and your family. Call or visit us anytime. We're here for you. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. The Dan and Mary Joe Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Joe on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Well, we are joined now here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 by Kyle twin.
I know. Tucker. We can't talk about anything else before we talk about this.
Congratulations, my man.
Thanks, bud.
So Kyle and his wife are having twins. Now, yeah. when are they expected to arrive?
April the 8th.
Yeah. April the 8th. So right around the time we win the national championship.
Yeah, right around the Final Four, and I think twins usually come early. So sometime during the NCAA tournament, probably, I'm going to be
MIA. Gone. You will be. Yeah, because once it gets that close, you can't be in another state and town chilling and go, oh, I'll be there in a minute. Lee K. Howard over at WKYT, he's going through this thing where his wife, her due date was like Friday. And so they're just any minute now, and he's, got to go and shoot games, and she works on TV.
Yeah.
So, I asked him, I said, so what's the scenario here, Lee K? You and Kristen on a Saturday night, she's anchoring the Fox show, and you're doing the Fox Sports. What happens if it goes down right then? I mean,
at least they're both together.
Do you just put up some color bars and say stand by? Say that again.
I said I think ratings would be pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Drama unfolded on the air.
But congratulations! I mean, that's just such exciting news, and I hope she's feeling okay.
She feels terrible, but yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of thought that might be the case.
Well, Kyle, of course. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I guess I just said I'm learning all sorts of things, and I guess twins is just double the wave of nausea.
Yeah.
So fun time.
Yeah, I could. You want to have a beer sometime? I'll tell you all the things to get ready for, because I got 8-year-old twins now, and there's some great stuff, and then there's some other stuff.
Some other stuff. Yeah. Can't wait. People, I gotta say, people have been really great about making me feel really horrified about it.
Well, I was just gonna say, my best advice is to just, people are gonna tell you all the horrible things, and you will be fine, and you'll get through it, and you don't have to listen to anyone else's advice, because you guys will know what to do when they get here, and you'll be just fine.
Good.
Well, I mean, it helps when you need to clean the house. If, all four of you go at it, it really only takes it, less than an hour. So,
yeah, I'm pretty pumped about that part.
Well, SECCountry.com, this is your first year joining them and working for them. And part of that deal is you get to go to SEC football games. And it doesn't have to be UK every Saturday, which is probably a good thing for you. But Joe Masato has done a great job, and you yesterday were able to go down to a big game in the SEC, Florida and Tennessee. Take us through the emotions there that you could feel from that fan base as Tennessee got behind big and then rallied to win big.
Yeah, and so actually my whole assignment yesterday, I actually hung out with the fans the whole day. I sat in the stands. I wanted to experience sort of what, because I assumed after 11, and Kentucky fans will roll their eyes because they have had streaks of much longer, including 30 in a row against Florida. But this is allegedly competitive rivals, Tennessee and Florida. They're both traditional powers in the East. And for one to beat the other that many times in a row, I just assumed that there was some psychological damage that had been done to the fan base. And I think that was pretty much pretty accurate. I wanted to be there to see and sort of feel what was happening in that stadium as it unfolded, whether they lost another one or they found a way to sort of exorcise the demon. And so I got like the full range of emotions, because going into it, a lot of them talked about, we are psychologically wounded, and if anything goes bad in there, the fan base is probably going to think, here we go again. And then it did. They got down 21-0, and I'm talking to fans, and they're like, "We shouldn't have expected anything different. We knew it was gonna. We should have known it was gonna be this way. They always break our hearts." But then the snowball started rolling the other way, and that place went from dead. I mean, it was at one point you could hear each other. You could hear somebody 10 rows over, talking. It was so quiet in there, and
you could hear the belches.
Yeah, but man, when they got it going, that place exploded, and the energy in there as they reeled off 38 straight points was really something to see, and just the sort of the joy and it was something more than joy when I think when it was over. It was the relief isn't really even, I don't think, necessarily strong enough. One guy has been a fan for 30-some years. It said, again, you know, I've been damaged mentally by this team, but tonight he said, tonight I am healed. And I thought that was pretty much summed it up. And I'm writing a piece about sort of that experience. It'll be up later this afternoon. But yeah, it was kind of cool to see because it was just interesting to witness from start to finish a fan base that was desperate to see that curse in, thought it was going to go the wrong way again, and then had sort of I think I tweeted at one point, it probably couldn't have been more satisfying than to spot them 21 and then flatten them to end the curse, in the streak. So,
well, and not only that, but it puts Tennessee firmly in the driver's seat to get to the SEC championship game.
Well, certainly, and in what is, I think, a very, very, very bad SEC East. You know, we saw Georgia get curb stomped by Ole Miss. I think you got to say Tennessee is the, whoever was going to win that game yesterday was going to be the runaway favorite to win the East. And there's not a whole lot left in their way. I mean, Tennessee's got to go win at Georgia, which I think Georgia's pretty fragile right now. But who else in the East is gonna challenge Tennessee now? So I think, yeah, that game was huge for a lot of reasons, not the least of which is obviously it puts them in the driver's seat to get to Atlanta.
One of the best atmospheres in SEC country as well. I mean, no matter how you feel as a Kentucky fan about Tennessee, when that place has got the checkerboard pattern going on that they coordinated and pulled it off, and you got a big opponent like Florida, and it's an 11-year losing streak, and it's a 20-point rally to come back and win the game, and it's hard to top that. It's 108,000, something like that. It's hard to top that atmosphere.
Yeah, it was thunderous. I mean, as quiet as it was when they were down, as soon as they got really any hope, you know, the first touchdown, they got a little excited. The second touchdown, I think, is where people started to believe. And once they hit the long pass where Tabor, who did all the trash talking, sort of slipped or got turned around and left his man all alone down the sideline for the long touchdown. When that happened, if there was a roof on that place, they'd have blown it off. So it was pretty cool. It was thunderous for sure. For pretty much the entire second half.
And Butch Jones exemplified that. He was that in one person after the game,
because he knew what was at stake. You know, it's crazy. He went 5-7-9 wins, improved their win total every year. You know, he has a great team this year. But, I mean, people in the stands were ready to fire Butch Jones at halftime. Because, you know, they in their minds, you know, it had all been just a big tease, you know, that they hadn't actually delivered on anything yet. They still couldn't beat Florida. And the last 2 years, especially, had talk about the mental, psychological damage in that losing streak. You know, they were up, I think, 9-0 2 years ago and lost to Florida. And last year they were up 2 touchdowns with like 5 minutes to go in the game. And blew that and then missed a winning field goal attempt. He badly needed that win. And I think all of that came out of him because he knew what was at stake for himself. I mean, he wasn't going to be fired after the game, you know, if they're 3-1. But still, I think it would have done some real damage. And they're in the middle, as much as we say they're a front runner for the East, they are staring down a gauntlet, which includes the two best teams in the West. They have to now go play at Georgia. They've got to play Alabama, and they've got to play Texas A&M, to end this four-game streak that also included Florida. So this was going to be a real gauntlet for them. And to get that first one and to get it that way and to break that streak at home, I think all that emotion kind of poured in, and relief on his part, too, kind of poured out of Butch Jones.
Well, Butch Jones is the coach from Beavis and Butthead. If you don't, he is that guy, without a doubt.
What was funny was, Tennessee fans, when they were mad at him at halftime, it was hilarious how many of them were impersonating him to me. They were like, "Well, brick by brick, brick by brick."
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall. talking with Kyle Tucker from SECCountry.com here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Speaking of being fired as a coach, that was one of the least nasty things that were floating around yesterday in what was a wild 24 hours that just took over social media, and hurtful, horrible things that were being spread. Mm-hmm. And by the end of the game, I think some were still even anticipating that there would be a resignation or a firing of Mark Stoops, which didn't happen because none of it was true. And just crazy, crazy how something can get going like that with an allegation and spread throughout a fan base and turn into, if Kentucky would have lost that game, today would be a very different deal.
Yeah, and talk about a guy who was relieved to get a win just to change the conversation a little bit. It is interesting. This fan base in particular, I would say this is at least the third coach that when they were ready, when some of them were ready for that coach to be gone, all the nastiest things you could imagine suddenly became fact that was spread. Rumor became fact that was being spread, you know, all far and wide. And it is sad to see when that happens because, you know, you can't really put that genie back in the bottle, whether it's true, whether it isn't true. Certainly if it isn't true, anytime one of these rumors pops up, I mean, how do you prove a negative? You know, how do you, somebody can say anything about you, and there's really not any way you can definitively prove in anybody's mind that it isn't the case. And so, you know, it was a pretty awful situation. So much of it was running wild, and people are tweeting at me and a lot of other media people, why aren't you commenting on these rumors? It's just the most ridiculous thing ever.
Yeah.
How irresponsible that would be. And I saw one radio person say, you know, wonder if the reporters in Lexington are going to ask Stoops about this after the game, which, again, the most irresponsible thing ever. Yes, could you please respond to these salacious rumors that we have no reason to believe are true?
Yeah.
It was bad, and it's all about losing. That's really all it's about. When things are going bad and fans are some of the fans are done with you, you know, nasty things come out. And I mentioned this some on social media last night, but it is sad and it's kind of awful when things like that can take off and spread, because I know it was hurtful to Stoops and his family. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know what else to say about it other than it's a pretty disgusting thing to do to somebody when you don't have any facts and you just want to stir stuff up because it might expedite you getting rid of a coach you don't like. You know, Mark Stoops has certainly not been a perfect head coach. He's made some mistakes. The team has looked bad at times. But one thing I know him pretty well. One thing he's always said is, you know, if I'm bad on the field, rip me. And I think he's okay with that. He's man enough to take being ripped for the defense stinking, which it didn't last night. They made dramatic improvement. But to take some shots like that at his character is not a cool thing to do.
Speaking of the defense last night, Kyle, you've been pretty critical of him as a defensive guy over the last couple of weeks. And
yeah, two columns in a row that were just and as harsh as anyone has written about Mark Stoops and his tenure, for sure.
What did you see last night?
I've actually talked to him about that, and that's the thing about him. He's like, hey, I can take it. I've written very nice things about Mark Stoops for 3 years, and when there's nice stuff to say, I say it. And if it looks bad, I'll say it.
Yeah.
And I think he's okay with that. And he knew. I mean, but that's the thing about this, you know, me saying, boy, Mark Stoops' defense stinks, that was not news to him.
And he
was frustrated. I mean, I think he was really losing his mind about how bad the defense was. Because that is his thing. That's what he was brought here on a defensive reputation. And he clearly, you know, he went a little nuclear in practice this week, was pretty vocal about how bad they were. He really challenged them. He's obviously taking a more hands-on approach. The first week that he said he was taking a more hands-on approach didn't look very good, which is prompted my last column. But with 2 weeks to work on it, and this week really, I think, digging in on those guys, couching it in the with the fact that South Carolina's offense is not very good, that was the best the defense has looked in a long time. If you're encouraged by any two things from last night, it's that they committed to a run game and found out that they have a second guy that can be a battering ram complement to Boom Williams, and that the defense looked organized, it looked aggressive, they got into the backfield and created pressure, which they haven't done in a long time. And the combination of those two things, a running game to burn some clock and a defense that was able to get off the field, meant they had a fresh defense throughout the game, and they were able to sort of stand up at the end when they needed to make the final stop. So all that, I think, was certainly encouraging, you know, recognizing the fact that South Carolina's not very good and their offense is worse. Still, Kentucky's made some really bad offenses look good in the past, and so yeah. You take that win if you can get it. To make a bad offense look bad is a victory.
Talking with SECCountry.com's Kyle Tucker on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Rich Brooks came back, was inducted into the UK Athletics Hall of Fame this week, and his speech on Friday night, he said one of the things you had to have to turn a program around was the right players, the players that would always have your back. And I think last night we saw through social media, through the way they played, and then how they handled the week after Stoops called him out in the media, that he has players who have his back.
Yeah,
that wasn't a question, was it? I'm sorry. I was just looking for a comment on that.
that the players have Stoops' back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that you can tell that they weren't so upset that he called them out. Like sometimes if you're throwing the blame on the players and throwing the players under the bus, which he says he never does. And he didn't by calling any individual player out. But when you do that, sometimes it can backfire. And the players are like, well, you're not out here running hard and you're working all the time. That's kind of what I'm getting at.
Yeah, no, I think you'll find out if you've lost your team or not when you do that, when you rip them. And I think on that defensive side especially, those guys love him. And I think they believe in him. They know he knows what he's doing on defense. I mean, the idea that Mark Stoops, like, forgot how to coach defense, you know, I never thought that. I was just baffled that a guy who I know knows so much about defense and has not only knows a lot about defense but has transformed bad to good. I mean, Florida State was in the hundreds in the national rankings, and by year two they were in the top five. Obviously they had a different level of talent there that he was able to use, but still, I mean, Florida State was still Florida State, and they were terrible at defense the year before he got there, and he improved them. From his very first job, Wyoming was one of the worst pass defenses in the country, and then they led the nation in interceptions, I think his first or second year. Arizona, where it's very hard to win, he improved that defense to a top 40, top 50 defense, where they had been a horrible defense. And then in the Pac-12, where offenses are very high octane, at Miami, he coached one of the great secondaries of all time in college football. So the guy knows defense, and he knows how to improve bad defenses. So I was just more than anything baffled over these last three plus years that it hadn't taken more steps forward. I do think it's fair to acknowledge that attrition in some key spots killed them. There are a bunch of defensive linemen and outside linebackers that should have been there, that were high-level recruits that looked promising, that are now gone. And that's hurt them. But he just had to find a way. He had to find a way to make this group look competent. The biggest problem for him was how many times they didn't look like they knew what they were doing. And that was what finally put him over the top, I think, was – when it looks bad, when the common person can look with just their eyeballs and see something's wrong here, who doesn't know anything about football, that's when things are going poorly. But they cleaned some things up last week. It certainly was a step in the right direction.
What is so funny about fans and social media and all this stuff is that yesterday, Florida State played early in the day. And, you know, they've had, you know, back-to-back weeks where their defense has looked pretty awful. And if you were to go to some of the Florida State fan Twitter yesterday afternoon, They couldn't have been more excited for Mark Stoops to get fired at Kentucky because they wanted to bring him back to Florida State. I couldn't tell you how much stuff I saw on that. Is Stoops really done at Kentucky? We need him back. Bring him back to Florida State. So I just thought that was a funny little irony.
The circle of life.
Yes.
Before we let you go, one more thing. Do you think this is it for Les Miles?
Ah, I was going to ask that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. We only have time for one more. But I was thinking the same thing.
Well, Mary Jo, that was a great thought that you had. So. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. If he doesn't get fired in the middle of the season, if he at least gets to finish the season or get to the Alabama game, I think beating Alabama is his only potential saving grace. And I don't see that LSU team being equipped to beat Alabama. But, yeah, at this point, it would be fairly surprising if he's not out. They wanted him gone last year. They got embarrassed and trigger shy and didn't want to pay a buyout in a time when their university and their state were in economic turmoil and all the bad optics of that. But they wanted him gone last year, and he's given them no reason to believe in him this year. I mean, it would have been the ultimate, the peak Les Miles last night if that last play had counted.
No kidding.
I mean, how many times has he snatched victory from the jaws of defeat in some sort of just mind-bending
clock management?
Against all odds. Yeah.
I'm really shocked that it got overturned because, Les Miles, that's the reason he's been at LSU that long, because he's had enough of those that in big moments that he's won enough to stay in that job. But, yeah, I don't know. It's hard for me to envision now. I think the one thing he can do to potentially help himself or save himself is to beat Alabama, because it's been a while since they've done that, and that would make a lot of people happy. But I don't see this team being good enough to do it.
Yeah, I think it's more likely that Les Miles is fired at halftime of the Alabama game than LSU actually beating Alabama. They just send out the defensive coordinator to run the second half, or Cam Cameron. Yep. Hey, come down from the booth, coach the second half, see what you can do.
I bet the Wisconsin defensive coordinator who went to LSU is really second-guessing himself right now.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow.
The Badgers are rolling.
Yeah, they are.
They sure are. Well, thank you very much, Kyle. Thanks for taking time for us this morning. Congratulations once again on the news about becoming a father.
So. Hashtag twinning.
Hashtag vomit.
All right.
Hi, guys.
And on that note, I got vomited on this morning. Oh. So he's going to get that times two.
Ooh, man.
Yeah.
Double barrel.
Yeah.
Woo.
Coming right at you.
And with that, we'll take a break. Yeah. You're on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
And Employee of the Year goes to Janet Chupi.
No, I don't deserve it.
Janet, come up here. You have single-handedly found the best local employees we've ever had.
Sir, helpwantedlexington.com did it.
No, you did it, Janet.
No, I would just log on, post jobs, and start getting resumes in minutes.
Janet, just take the Employee of the Year plaque.
No, I don't deserve it.
So I guess you don't want the raise.
Oh, no, I want the raise.
Atta girl.
Make Employee of the Year. Helpwantedlexington.com. Long name, amazing results.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Well, coming up here in just a few minutes, we will be talking to former UK defensive lineman Poop Johnson. He was just here last year.
Yeah.
And gosh, that game he had. What did he have? Like 18 tackles? Couple sacks?
He'll remember.
Yeah, he'll remember for sure. And he was at the game last night. Saw him in several photos on Twitter with guys like Melvin Lewis and Farrington Hugonen. And so he's played for Mark Stoops. So he knows kind of what the deal is. You know, he's going to have some good insight, I think, on how things have played out this season and just how big of a deal that was last night. And maybe he was in the locker room. I don't know. But we'll definitely talk about that with him. But the defense, that is the most encouraging sign that you could see from Kentucky last night, I think. Steven Johnson, he didn't do...
Yeah, I was just going to say, we haven't really gotten into that, but
yeah,
worth mentioning.
Steven didn't do anything spectacular. He only made maybe a couple mistakes where he took a sack that he probably didn't have to take. He could have done,
right,
made a better decision.
Right.
And then the ball that sailed on him that wound up being intercepted. But, I mean, other than that, he did some really good things. Like that play call where he got it, I think it was 3rd and 9, and he got the first down by running. And that was a called pass play, we found out. That it was all him improvising. So good stuff.
Yes.
All right, next, C.J. Johnson. C.J. Poop Johnson.
Yes.
On the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Here's what another satisfied customer, and from Lexington, has to say about Barkley Blevins.
They treat me like family. I've watched John grow up over the 30-plus years they've worked with me. They've replaced water heaters, sump pumps, sewer pipes, furnaces, air conditioners, toilets, and faucets. They've done it all. And I like when the technician sits and chats with me at the kitchen table while filling out the ticket. There's no one else I would trust, and you should trust them too.
Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Check them out at BarkleyBlevins.com.
Command and conquer.
That's really what you want to do when it comes to cleaning your home or office. You want to say, this is what needs to be done, and then you want it done, and you want it done well. That's why Command & Conquer Cleaning has so many satisfied customers. You tell them what you want done, and they take care of the rest. Cleaning your home or office with satisfaction guaranteed. Call or text 859-302-0142, 859-302-0142 for your free consultation and quote. Command & Conquer Cleaning provides a quality job at the most affordable prices. Locally owned and operated, so you get service unmatched in the business. Call or text Lori today for your free consultation and quote at 859-302-0142. That's 859-302-0142.
Command and conquer.
That's how cleaning should be.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLHG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
Lexington's leader for sports.
It's all right here.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm John Ryder with tragic breaking news. Marlins star pitcher Jose Fernandez was killed in a boating accident in the early hours on Sunday. U.S. Coast Guard confirmed Fernandez was one of three people killed in a boat crash. And according to multiple reports, police received a call of a possible boating accident at 3 a.m. Eastern, with authorities finding a 30-foot boat overturned that had crashed into the rocks off Miami Beach. ESPN's Tim Kirchen on the passing of Jose Fernandez.
There's just no way to deal with this. It's a death in the family in every way, and it's going to take a long time for the Marlins to get through this, because not just because how great a pitcher he was, but again, just because of what a great kid he is and how much he'll be missed in that.
The Marlins issued a statement saying their organization is devastated by the tragic loss of Jose Fernandez. Our thoughts and prayers are with his family at this difficult time. Today's Marlins Braves game has been canceled. Jose Fernandez was just 24 years old. College football, 14th-ranked Tennessee defeats number 19 Florida 38-28. The Vols scoring 38 unanswered points after trailing by 3 touchdowns. Daniel Carlson booting 6 field goals for Auburn as they get past 18th-ranked LSU 18-13, 10th-ranked Texas A&M, a 45-24 round of number 17 Arkansas. 7th-ranked Stanford holds off UCLA 22-13. 11th-ranked Wisconsin blows out number 8 Michigan State 30-6 in East Lansing.
Six teams are looking to join the Patriots at 3-0, while 8 others are desperate for their first win. Tom Waddle, Lewis Riddick, and the Raven Steve Smith join Mike and Mike Monday morning with the very latest from Week 3, 6 Eastern, on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
One of the great things about little boys and little girls is when they grow up, they want to be just like you. So to moms and dads, aunts and uncles, and grandparents everywhere, remember this. The next time you get in the car and don't buckle your seatbelt, a little boy is watching. And when you decide to text or dial and talk while driving, a little girl is watching your every move. And when you head down the road with a beer or cocktail in the car, that little person next to you is taking it all in. In this life, you have an awesome responsibility to those children who love you the most and want to be you in every way. So make a pledge today to be a good role model to these kids and their friends, so that that little boy and that little girl get to grow up and be just like you. Morgan & Morgan, for our children.
Offices Lexington.
You know, if you're like me, about two or three times a week, you think, man, I'd love some pizza. And when that happens, there's only one place to go. It's a neighborhood place. It's the original Brooklyn Pizza. It's right over there on Clay's Mill and Keithshire. Families love it. Everybody loves it. They have great food, great entrees, fresh salads, and the best pizza anywhere. Keno and a full bar. It's the original Brooklyn Pizza on Clay's Mill and Keyshawn.
Brothers Auto Sales is Central Kentucky's number one dealer of pre-owned vehicles. At Brothers Auto Sales, you'll find the most complete selection of quality pre-owned cars and trucks available today. Every vehicle comes with a Carfax report documenting every aspect of the vehicle's history. Plus, we have an A-plus rating from the BBB. Brothers Auto Sales is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. for sales. Their top-notch service department is there Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5. Brothers Auto Sales, 285 East New Circle at the corner of Bryan Station Road or on the web at brothersautosales.com. No gimmicks, no games, no high pressure. Just the best prices on quality pre-owned vehicles in Central Kentucky, period. Brothers Auto Sales.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Joe Perino.
Says his weight is, quote, flexible.
I'll be 290. Next day, you know, I'll be 300. Next day, I'll be 280. So I don't even, my weight's flexible. It goes on its own.
So if you have like two steaks and two extra meals, you put on 10 pounds?
I mean, I guess because I poop so much. So I try to poop like 5 times a day, 3 times a day. So it's hard to keep weight when you got so much going out.
I'm not sure I have a follow-up question to that.
and thus became the nickname Poop Johnson.
Yes.
That's how he got it.
Your former co-worker, Alan Cutler,
yes.
There. And now we have CJ Poop Johnson on the radio with us now. Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. How y'all doing this morning?
Do you ever regret giving that answer?
What, the Poop Johnson?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, no. I mean, that was a time period maybe where it was like, all right, yeah, they calling me Poop, but that's why, you know, you gotta start making it, you gotta start giving it your own twist, like, hey, Poop, yeah, I am the doo-doo, you know. You gotta try to work with it.
Well, thank you so much for being with us this morning. What are you? How are you feeling today after witnessing that win last night, and how much they needed it?
Man, I feel great. You know, I was telling somebody last night. You know, Kentucky needs this win bad. You know, because we got a young team. They fight hard. We just got a real young team that's working to build confidence in. And you know, it's about the time that Kentucky starts to get a streak on somebody. You know. I'm tired of hearing about the Florida streak. You know, well, we're setting the streak on somebody. Somebody going to get a streak. So, it was good to start it off with South Carolina.
Yeah, and CJ, you played last year. You played for Coach Stoops, so you know him well. What do you think it was like this week at practice for those defensive guys? Because he absolutely ripped them on Wednesday.
I mean, I think it was the guys stepping up, knowing that, you know, they can fight, they can win, knowing that, you know, the team is good, but it's really falling back on them. So, you know, I think with a team like that that's talented, all it took was for them to get that win and to know that fight that they can compete. And so, you know, I really think that they stepped up to the challenge and was there for their team when they needed them the most last night. Because that was the best I ever seen the defense play. The defensive line was all active. The linebackers were active. The corners was attacking the ball. It was a good. They got after the quarterback. The pass rush was great. I think the defense really stepped up to the challenge last night.
So are you driving a dump truck and you're backing it up right now? What's going on?
Oh, man. I'm driving, man. You know how I be with the seatbelts, man. I put the seatbelt on if I'm going on the interstate. But, man, I'm lazy, man. I'm just driving right down to the store to get some water, man. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
It's
hard out here.
Oh, man.
That's good. Yeah, that's...
Y'all laughing a little too hard at me.
I didn't see that one coming.
No, I didn't see it coming either. Yeah, it surprised me.
All right, so, CJ, having played on the defensive line, what was the issue before last night? I just don't want you to get hit. Dan just spit out all his coffee on the floor. Oh my God, it's still coming out of his mouth. Oh my God. I wish you could see what was happening right now.
I thought the
seatbelt had stopped.
I think it was coming out of your nose, Dan. Hot coffee coming out of your nose.
Oh, jeez, Corey, you're killing me, man. I thought the seatbelt was over. I thought it was done. You start talking, and it came back on again. As soon as I heard it, I lost it. Oh, boy.
And you're sure you wanted to, like, get into radio for a living, right?
Yeah,
or TV?
Yeah, I mean, that's something I feel like I always wanted to do, man, because... You know, I feel like I got the personality, and I got a deep voice. So everybody always, hey, you got the radio voice. I was like, yeah, I guess I do got a radio voice. I don't know. I don't even know what a radio voice is, but I guess I have it.
Oh no, you do. You do.
I've been hearing that for years, and I guess, you know, as I got older, and actually. You know, because, you know, at some point, you know, you got to start thinking about what you're going to do with your life. You know, football ain't going to be that forever. So, you know, I don't know, radio, I like being, talking to people, you know, making people laugh. So, you know, the radio, that's one way to do it. So.
Well, you got the entertainment thing,
yeah,
man. You're definitely entertaining. You need to be entertaining.
You can make people laugh, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Last night.
Yeah, you know. Go ahead.
That atmosphere last night. What did you? Even though it wasn't a sellout crowd, but it was, they were loud, and it was a big game. Like, everybody knew that this game was huge for Kentucky. That things would just really go south if Kentucky lost that game last night. What did you think of the atmosphere? And did you get to talk to any of the guys afterward?
I had a ride come pick me up. So probably by like 3 minutes into the fourth quarter, I ended up having to leave. But I talked to the guys on the sideline, man. That was like the most pump I feel like I've ever seen the team. You know, well, this year, because, you know, when we was there, we was turned up and, you know, had the party on the field. But, you know, this year, it was just amazing. You know, you'll see the South Carolina get a good play. Like the one time, I can't remember what quarter it was, but right before South Carolina scored their first touchdown, you know, they already hit us with a nice play, but, they down there on, like, the 10-yard line, and our defense is still celebrating, dancing, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, you can just see, like, they wasn't letting South Carolina bully them. It's like they scored, but it wasn't like the end of the world to the defense. They still was celebrating, having fun. And, you know, I feel like once you have fun on the field, it's almost a different game because you can play free and relax. And I feel like that's what they did last night.
How much momentum does that kind of build for this group moving forward? What their performance last night and having fun. I mean, that's the reason you guys play football, right? I mean, you love the game. So if you're not having fun, that takes away all the joy. So to get back to having fun is a big deal. How much does that carry forward?
That carries a lot. You know, that carries a lot of weight because, you know, if they would have lost this game, confident-wise, I feel like, you know, obviously I don't know because I'm not out there with the guys. I don't know what was going on in their head. But to me, if they would have lost this game, a young team like we have, that would have been, you know, the whole confidence probably would have went down, in my opinion. I feel like y'all said, it would have been a lot harder. But with them winning this game, like I said before, that gives them the idea that they can play football and match up with guys. And like, you know, the defense, I feel like they see that they can play. It's just that they got to come with a different attitude. And I feel like we're going to see the next game. Well, they're at Bama next time, right? All right, so, yeah, we still going to come out there having fun.
yeah.
I feel like
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough trip. I mean, you got the momentum, you got the high of winning the SEC game, but then you turn right around and have to go to Tuscaloosa. So
yeah, but with Tuscaloosa, man, I mean, yeah, they, you know, it's Bama. They're a good team. But we got a good team, too. And, you know, really, you know, win, lose, or draw, all I want to see is my young guys, you know, my young defense. Cause I know a lot of the offense guys. I love those guys, too, but my guys are on the defensive side. You know, I just want to see my guys go up there and fight. You know, rather we can go up there and lose by 150, but as long as I don't see them give up and them fight and have fun like they did this last game, I feel like we won't have nothing to worry about this season. Because at the end of the day, our team is young. You know, they can say what they want to, but the front seven, they, you know, most of those guys haven't even played in the SEC game, and they out there giving it their all. And every game, you can see them improving. So, you know, all they need is a little spark of confidence against this team next week, and we're gonna have a show.
Well, tell me about when you first came to Kentucky and you're playing on the defensive line. What are you having to learn? Like, what is giving you trouble? What could possibly be giving some of these guys trouble, because they're doing it for the first time? Like, what are some of the things that you would struggle with that they would say,
maybe let's rein it back and make it a little bit easier.
Yeah.
Okay. From my perspective, when I was here, you know, I had to learn, you know, it was hard for me to learn different positions because, you know, we played a, you know, they mirror stepping, you know, they reacting and stuff on the D-line. And when I came from JUCO, it was just shoot off the ball and anything, run and try to hit it. But, you know, here is more technique, so. Learning the technique that you have to play with the play in the SEC and actually, because like I said, with a lot of those guys, they're getting thrown in the fire. So it's one thing to practice against somebody at practice that's good, like a Jeff Burdette or, you know, or Juice Johnson, you know, to practice against those guys because they're good guys. But, you know, when you play against a whole different competitor and you've never seen him run, you know, except for on film, you know, it's a little different, though. It's hard to transfer what you learned at practice to what you learned on the field because every week you don't know what you're going to get until you get comfortable. It's really just a learning experience every game. You know, practice is practice. You're going to learn at practice, but sometimes it actually takes the game for a person to be ready to play.
How do they simplify things? When Stoops has talked about this week, you know, making things simpler, what do they do to change that for you guys?
I mean, when I think when people talk, you know, making a game simpler, I think when they say that, they mean get back to the fundamentals. Because football is really, like, you know, I done been on teams to where when things get rough, you kick every play that's complicated, that got all types of twists, all types of stuff, and you just really focus on the main things you have to worry about, tackling, making make sure you tackle right. You know, you miss tackles, you can lose games from missing tackles. Make sure you do the small things right. Like when you strike a blocker, make sure you're looking at the blocker. You know, look at the blocker before you try to find the ball. You know, just do the small things that you learned and that you already got comfortable doing before you actually try to get out there and do more. Because a lot of times when people get on the field for the first time or second time and the lights come on and that crowd start yelling, you really just get out there and try to do whatever you want to do. You know, when I got here, my coach Brumball used to say I was a wild dog in the meat house. You know, I line up like I'm about to do the play perfectly and just run all over the place. You know, sometimes it be like that, man. You get so excited and pumped, you can know the play in your head, but as soon as that ball snap, it's forget this and just do whatever. So, you know, sometimes you just got to get back to the fundamentals and what you learned from day one football.
We're talking to C.J. Johnson here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. You know, one of the guys that came to Kentucky with a lot of hype, and he could have gone to Alabama, but he came to Kentucky's Matt Elam, and you played with Matt Elam, and he has gotten, this year in particular, he's really gotten more criticism because so much is expected of him. But he's lost weight, but then, you know, people have watched him, and when you watch him, they don't see what they think they should see from Matt Elam. Could you kind of describe what it is that you need to see, what his coaches need to see from him at that position? And last night, I think anybody could see that the coaches should be happy.
Yeah.
Well, my thing, I feel like when people, when they watch football, people get this expectation like, yeah, Matt Elam is 6'8" and 388 pounds, but he's probably not 388.
No, he's not.
You know, yeah, Matt is a freakishly big man, but at the end of the day, he's a nose guard. He's not expected to have 10, 15 tackles a game. Matt Elam's job is to hold down the middle of the football field, the A and B gap. If anything, if the ball doesn't run in the A and B gap, depending on what they play is, you ain't supposed to, Matt can get pushed 15 yards down the field, but if they ran to the outside, it don't even matter because that ain't his job. Like, you know, you got to – when you look at certain players, you got to see what their job is. Yeah, Matt, you know, he can do a better job at protecting – well, I say protecting, but, you know, being a force in the middle of the football field. But it's not like he does a bad job. But, you know, I feel like the guy that they picturing and want Matt Elam to be, I don't think he's, like, that vicious player that everybody sees him as. You know, you gotta, he's been here 3 years and he played 3 years. So, you know, at some point you gotta realize what kind of guy you got. And he's a good football player, but he's not gonna dominate the middle, but he's gonna do his job. You know, sometimes, you know, it's football, you know. Those guys you're playing against on scholarship too, so when he get pushed up out of there, you gotta remember they get paid too. So,
yeah.
You know, he ain't gonna make every play, but you know, as long as he holds down the middle of the football field, the A to B or the A to A gap, his job is good. Anything outside of that, I don't need to see Matt Elam running 15 yards down the field.
Right.
I don't need to see that. As long as he stopped that running back from hitting the middle of the gap, and you know he does it pretty well. Yeah. And that's all we can ask for. That's why you got more defensive linemen to rotate.
Hey, CJ, can we have you come in studio sometime? And
yeah, we're going to talk about that this week. I haven't even told him yet, but I talked to somebody. And so I'm going to get with you after the show, CJ, and then we'll see about meeting this week and just, you know, seeing what maybe what else you could do besides just, you know, calling to the show.
Okay. That sounds good, man. Yeah. I definitely want to, man.
Yeah.
Just let me know, and I'll be definitely down. I'll definitely come down.
Yeah, we'll have to go to lunch somewhere.
And wear your seatbelt. We want you in here. We want you alive. So put that seatbelt on, brother.
You don't want a $25 fine.
Click it or ticket.
Hey, you know, I do the seatbelt around the shoulder.
Yeah.
And, you know, just in case the police get behind me or something, I can just hurry up and throw it around. But other than that, man, I ain't throwing on no seatbelt. Now, unless I'm getting on the interstate or something, man, I ain't. I drive slow, man. So if somebody hit me, all I'm worried about is getting a bump in the fender. I ain't worried about flying out no window.
All right, CJ, stay safe, man. Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We'll hear from you real soon.
Thanks for having me.
All right, thanks. CJ Poop Johnson here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. I've never had a guest make me spit out what I was drinking.
No, and it was like it was foaming coming out of your mouth. Like I didn't know how big of a sip you must have taken because it just kept coming.
Well, I took a big gulp. The coffee is now, let's see, it is more than 2 hours old.
Yeah, so it's not super hot.
Yeah, so I got the coffee at, 8:30. So it's almost 2 hours old, but it's still good temperature, you know, but it's warm. It's not hot. But so at that point, the drinks become a little larger because it's not hot. I'm not sipping it anymore. And yeah, when we talked about the seatbelt and then he comes back and the seatbelt starts going off again, I couldn't concentrate and I'm trying to hold back.
Like he ain't even putting it on for the radio interview.
No.
Like we're hearing the beeping. Nuh-uh.
And
no.
I had my head turned the other away from you, and you saw it coming out. Yes. I was spitting it out, but I was trying to hold it so hard that, yes, it did come out the nose. And right now, there is coffee in the nose. I can feel it. So every breath I take smells like coffee and cream. Yeah. Just shove a donut up in there, too. We'll take a break. Be back with more on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know you love the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
Ben McAdoo looks like the knight in a movie who is sent into a cave only to reemerge flailing in flames, shouting, "Dragon!" You send him in, and then he emerges on fire, screaming, "Dragon!" And then he coaches the Giants.
Dan Levitard, weekdays 10 to 1 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I'm going to tell you something that the insurance industry is going to be absolutely furious about me sharing with you. Most consumers, year in and year out, just renew their existing insurance policies blindly. You may not even notice the rate increases, but they're there. Over the years, you are paying way too much needlessly. My suggestion, each year, get a new quote from 3 independent agents. And don't use the online services. They're owned by insurance companies. If all of us did this every year, we would save billions of dollars in business, life, disability, and auto premiums. And if your agent doesn't add uninsured motorists to your policy, don't buy from them. They're not on your side. At Morgan & Morgan, we represent consumers. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com.
Offices Lexington.
Get out to Glenn's Freedom Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on New Circle this weekend to check out the largest Jeep Wrangler inventory in the state. New shipments have arrived, or maybe you're interested in a new truck. Glenn's Freedom Ram has discounts up to $14,000 on new 2016 Ram trucks. They have a great selection of diesel trucks, too. Looking for a new 2017 model? There are great incentives already on 2017 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Oh, yeah. One more thing. You could win tickets to the NBA preseason game at Rupp Arena between the Sacramento Kings, former UK stars DeMarcus Cousins and Willie Cauley-Stein, and the Washington Wizards with former Cat John Wall. Test drive a new car, truck, or SUV Thursday through Sunday and check the glove box. You just might win a pair of tickets to the game. The excitement happens this weekend at Glenn's Freedom Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, 1560 East New Circle Road, Lexington. Test drive a car, truck, or SUV this weekend. You may get tickets to the NBA preseason game at Rupp Arena.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live.
call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Second down and 8. Time they gave it to him decisively. 25-20. Cuts to the end zone. Touchdown, Kentucky. Boom, Williams.
Very honest with us and with your team this week about how frustrated you were by what you saw on defense. How do you describe the emotions in reaction to the performance you saw to that group tonight?
It's a step in the right direction. I really appreciate the way the guys really went about their work. You know, we needed to get a lot of things fixed, and we had to have a starting point, and I think the guys really practiced hard. They're good kids. They care. We just got to keep on working, but I really love the way they responded.
When it comes to Steven Johnson getting his first start for you, what did you learn about him and the way he managed what he was given?
Well, he did a really good job. I mean, he was a little bit off balance. They did a heck of a job. Give them credit defensively, and they were getting some pressure on us, but you know, he really made plays when we needed him to. He was smart with the ball down the stretch, and that was key.
We knew you had talent at the running back position. When you're able to have as many options as you do, what do you make of the way they balance that load and freshman and Benny Snell being able to get it done right at the goal line?
Well, it was great because he gives us those tough yards when we need it. He's really super strong, and Boom is electric, and he's capable of the home run. And JoJo's getting back to full strength. And we have some other guys, so I'm excited. You know, we got some options there.
What life does this win give this team?
Oh, it gets us back to 500. You know, we're still, you know, we didn't start the way we wanted to, but we could only handle and control what's in front of us. And so we're going to go back to work. We got a real challenge next week, and but we're back to 500, and that feels good. And, you know, it will build off this.
Thank you, Coach.
Okay, thank you.
What you couldn't see is, because this is radio, is that there in within the interview, Mark Stoops, if you heard him kind of his – the volume kind of drops a little bit, and it's like he's turned his head away from the
mm-hmm.
microphone.
Yep.
It's because Boom Williams has run by and grabbed his hat and kind of rubbed his head, you know, running by.
You could also hear, you know, relief or, yeah. You know, you could hear that in his voice. You could hear pride in his voice for how his team, his defense especially, played last night.
Right.
He was proud of them.
After the second game against Florida, I didn't think this was possible. I really didn't. I thought these guys had just no idea that they had just gone so far down a road that they weren't going to come back from. I really did. And I hate it because I really, I like Mark Stoops. I do. I mean, but if it's not getting it done, then I'm not going to, you know, I like Joker Phillips too. You know, I still like Joker Phillips. But if you're not getting it done, then you need to move on. So I think Stoops is so good for Kentucky that it needs to happen because he's done everything else but get the wins. We've said it over and over again, and he has, and done things the right way. And so for this to happen, not that it's like 2006 and Rich Brooks beating Georgia.
No, and
but
it's not.
It shows progress. Real progress that you came back from the dead almost. And New Mexico State, which Troy beat like 45-7 yesterday, scored 42 points on you last week.
And Troy beat Southern Miss.
And you were able to come back from that defensive performance. So it showed, it let everybody know, we do know what we're doing. Yes, we've made mistakes, but we're not completely incompetent. Not, I mean, it just... The Florida game, and after the second half of Southern Miss, you just went, what are you doing? I think, you know, you could take people off the street and do a better job than what you're doing, was the thought. I think everyone thought. And this shows that, okay, you've shown us a reason to trust you a little bit again. We can trust you that you can get these players to do what you would like them to do.
And he was asked last night, was this the biggest win of your career here at Kentucky? And I don't think he wanted to make this be the end-all be-all. Like, well, we beat a kind of a bad South Carolina team. You know, that's not where he wants to set the bar at.
Right.
So he doesn't want to say, this is the biggest win. But you could see on his face, it might have been the, you know, it, to this point, That's probably the most meaningful win he's had.
I think everything that went along with it is what does it too. Everything that went along with it. From the big week it was, Wednesday, he's calling them out because they have a horrible practice. Thursday, the statues are unveiled. Friday,
the Hall of Fame.
The Hall of Fame. Saturday, the rumor mill. Game time, it's South Carolina. If you don't win this game, your chances of going to a bowl game are highly unlikely. It just makes it that much harder. You pile all that stuff up, and a weight is lifted. No doubt about it. All right, we need to take another break, and then when we come back, we will talk to Al and Dave. 381-1313 is the number to call. We're going to give away basketball tickets, too. I forgot about this.
Yes.
We need to give these tickets away.
Two tickets to the Wizards-Kings game.
Yeah, the exhibition at Rupp Arena on October 15th. We'll do that here at 1045. We'll do that, and we'll take a break now and be back. Al, Dave, we'll get to you next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
It's one thing to be aware of breast cancer. It's another to do something about it.
A great way to educate yourself about personal risk, learn about screening and treatment options, and help fight for a cure for this disease that affects 1 in 8 women in the U.S. during her lifetime is to register today for Lexington's 20th anniversary Race for the Cure.
Join Susan G. Komen, Kentucky, on Saturday morning, October 1st, at Robert Stevens Courthouse Plaza. For more information on breast cancer or to register for the race, visit KomenKentucky.org today.
Sports fans, football season is here, and it's time to make it rain. Build your bankroll like the pros at MyBookie.lv. An industry-leading website, MyBookie offers real Vegas odds and incredible player props. Sick and tired of getting the runaround when you're ready to get paid? Join MyBookie today for fast, no-hassle payouts. They'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar, up to $1,000. Act now and receive an additional 10% bonus when you join and deposit within the next 30 minutes. Enter promo code RADIO. Pull out your smartphone and sign up with their user-friendly mobile site for adrenaline on demand. Did the game already kick off? Don't sweat it. MyBookie has live in-game action with odds updated in real time. Visit MyBookie today. Use promo code RADIO to claim your 100% bonus before it's too late. Or call 844-900-BETS to open your account and start winning. Play with the biggest, win with the best. Only at MyBookie.lv.
So fireworks, balloon drops. I mean, what else are these politicians going to come up with?
What's that?
You know what I'd love to hear? Besides that sweet sounds of a saxophone trio, that is.
Well, now, if Hillary ends up in office, you might just get to.
No, what I really want is to crank up my music or the game and drown out all of those pyrotechnic political trash. I need a new system for my car from Truck and Auto Extras. You know, they have the best quality and selection of car and truck audio systems.
You know, my wife just loves those old thumper sound systems.
We're kicking off football season right and having some political fun. So get to Truck and Auto Extras and let the experts get your vehicle tailgate ready. Window tinting, remote car starters, bed covers, lift kits, new tires, and much more. Truck and Auto Extras, your best destination to accessorize your car or truck. Don't head north, south, or west. Head east to 1098 East New Circle Road. Truck and Auto Extras.
And I approve this business.
ESPN Sports Radio 13.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
381-1313 is the number to call here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Al and Dave have done so. Al, you're up first. Al, good morning.
Good morning, Al.
Hey, Dan and Mary Jo, how you doing today?
We are good.
Doing well.
I'm glad to hear that. I was impressed with a few things I seen on the football field last night. I think moving forward that the offense and the defense can beat Austin Peay and challenge Georgia, but it's going to be difficult for them to win against Alabama and Louisville. you know, with that said, you never know how a win against a program that was led by old ball coach Steve Spurrier can lift guys up and make them be competitive against Alabama, make them go to the rivalry game down at Louisville and make it a rivalry game to where it's nip and tuck all the way to the last play of the game. You know, these type of games, when you win, can instill confidence in young kids to get them excited about the season moving forward. So you never know what can come out of it.
Yeah, I was very impressed too. I mean, you hope the momentum carries forward. It's going to be tough against Alabama. I hope they have a decent showing. I'm not expecting, obviously, a win there. But Vandy is up next after that, and that would be a huge win at this point.
Yeah, Vanderbilt as well as Mississippi State at home. Mississippi mm-hmm. State went up to Foxborough and played in the Patriot Stadium, Gillette Stadium, against UMass. And trailed that game, and then all of a sudden it turned really quickly. Mississippi State scored offensively and then had a pick six to just turn the game really quickly in the late third, early fourth quarter, and then wound up winning 47-35. But, you know, South Alabama got them, so.
Yeah, that's a winnable game.
Mississippi State is vulnerable enough coming to Commonwealth Stadium
mm-hmm.
that Vanderbilt, Mississippi State. Missouri looks awfully tough, but it's not like they're Alabama.
No.
Georgia looks to have problems defensively, which is, you know, that's Kentucky's strength, is those running backs and the skill players on the outside. So there is a chance.
And it's one of those things with Georgia, especially if they get beaten up the next couple of weeks before Kentucky faces them, that,
right.
You know, you never know what could happen.
So there is definitely a chance there with Georgia, Mississippi State, Vanderbilt, Missouri. That you go 2-2 right there. I think that's not crazy talk to go 2-2 against those four opponents. And that's four wins.
And then you've got Austin Peay
is five. And here you go again.
Yeah.
You're on the cusp once again.
Well, it's just one of those things where you have to try to build momentum and try to make a decent showing in the games that you know, would expect that they would get blowed out in. And I think that you know, the one thing that I like, and I had talked to Coach Stoops on his show last Monday, and I told him that, you know, this is his team and that he has to become more aggressive with the coaches and with the players. And lo and behold, when Johnson threw the interception, that Eddie Green walked him from the huddle.
He followed him for a while, and Stephen Johnson never turned his head to look back.
No.
And he was in his ear.
So I enjoy y'all's show. Keep up the good work.
Hey, thank you, Al.
Thank you. We should mention, by the way, Damian Harris for Alabama went down early in that game with what looked to be bad.
He was carted off
the field. It turns out it's really, I mean, good news the way it looked because it seems to be just a sprain on his right ankle. He didn't come back in the game, but a sprain. You know, you could deal with a sprain.
Yeah.
You know, you'd rather be playing, of course, but a sprain is much better than what it looked like was going to be. But that also means that there's a chance Kentucky doesn't see Damian Harris, who, by the way, leading the SEC in rushing yards per carry.
Yeah.
Boom Williams second at 8 yards per carry. He kept that up.
Yep.
Boom did not go backwards yesterday. He kept it up. So now we have, Josh, I was going to go. Sorry. You going to go to Dave? All right. Dave is on the line. Dave, good morning. Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
Good morning. Hello, Dan. What's up, Mary Jo Frito Ford? How you doing?
I will tell you this. I'm supposed to tell you that number 80 for Dunbar, you know, back in the early 2000s was really something else. I saw two pictures of you last night kneeling down in your number 80 jersey next to the number 24, who is John Ford.
Oh, yeah. I know about Mr. 24. He was the oldest senior of all time, Mr. John Ford.
Right. You couldn't tell him nothing, right? He thought he was the main. We were looking at old pictures last night. He said, look, I was feeling myself here. You can just see it.
John was the man. John was the man. He had a goatee in high school. He was feeling it.
Well, what's up this morning?
How about them cats, y'all?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. They didn't embarrass themselves. They look good.
They didn't. I went the other way. I predicted that we was going to lose probably about like 38 to 17. I got 17 right.
Yeah.
hey, that defense, I mean, they really stepped up. I mean, I'm literally surprised. I'm surprised. I am happy. I'm surprised. But I don't know if we can – I think you get a little too happy, Dan. We're talking about going 4-4 over this next little stretch. 2-2?
2-2, yeah. 2-2.
I don't know, but because, I mean, you know – Alabama, they're one of the best teams in the country. I think it's probably going to end up being Alabama and Louisville. But, I mean, I know it's still early. But, I mean, if we get out of that game, if we just don't get injured, I'll be okay. Just don't get injured.
Yeah.
Especially our running backs. I really like the rookie or the freshman.
Benny Snell.
He runs hard. He runs real hard. I like him. If we just continue to run the ball.
That's it right there.
I think that's what we need to do. Run the ball, throw screens, you know, try to keep ourselves away from, like, third and eight, you know, third and nine, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we're just going to have to make it really simple and just grind out games the way we did. I don't know if our defense can – if I would hope that they can continue to play like that. And kind of like what's his name? Poop called in earlier.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a hilarious story, by the way. But talk about, you know, you don't really care about your nose tackle getting blown off the yard 15, you know, getting blown back 15 yards down the field if it's a running play on the outside. But
right.
I just don't like seeing him getting pushed around. I mean, he is 6'8", really big guy, but he's a soft ass cookie. Every time I want him to be so great, and he's. Maybe he'll get there. I want him to get there because I think he
played better last night. Played better last night, for sure.
He did.
Yeah,
we all did. I mean, I was as a team. Like we looked good. I mean, I was probably only say the only time I was cussing up TV is on that the interception when he overthrew it. I don't know why he really throws it that high, but I mean,
it
that
just
was
just soared on him. Yeah,
but we played well. I mean, I was surprised. You know, I tailgated all day and. I went to the game and it was fun, exciting all the way through. I didn't leave at halftime. It was fun.
Well, the ability to run the ball changes everything. Even against an Alabama, if you can run the ball and set up third and five, really, if you can get third and five on Alabama, that's a manageable situation. If you hit one of those, 40% of the time on third down, if you could do something like that. Then it would keep it from being 56-6 or something like that. You could just the ability to run the ball changes everything. And, of course, play on the defensive line also changes everything. I think it'll be more difficult against Alabama, the defensive line, obviously. But if Kentucky can control the clock a little bit, keep the ball out of Alabama's hands, and run the ball, kind of beat up a little, you know, make some hits, get Benny Snell going. I would rather see Benny Snell earlier in this game for a chance to kind of, you know, punch
him. And I think we will.
Yeah, I think so.
Alabama is limited on offense. Their offense is, like, what they do, I almost could compare them to, like, a ball constrictor. Like, they just grind you and they squeeze you. And in the first half, you know, those little screens, those running plays, they're getting, like, you know, 5, 3, 4 yards, something like that. And then, but their defense is so stout. That in the second half, they're going to do those running plays, those screens where they were getting, you know, like 4 or 5 yards. And in the second half, fourth quarter, now they're getting like, you know, 19. And
that's how it works.
Yeah.
That's how they do you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, but hey, how about these Bengals today, though? What the Bengals going to do today?
The Bears play the
we
Cowboys.
We don't care.
The Vikings play
the Panthers.
The Panthers. The Bengals play. Who the Bengals play?
The Denver.
Denver. Yeah. Okay.
It's gonna be a lot of pass rush. It might be bad for them. But hey, I love the show. Just want to say what's up to y'all. You know, I always try to call in when I can.
Hey, thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Dave. Let's go to Austin. Austin. Good morning. Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
Good morning. Yeah, y'all doing?
Good.
How about you?
I'm bad. I'm always better when I wake up and the cats 2-2.
Yeah. No kidding. Makes
for good morning. I'm driving out to a family reunion right now, and I was listening to the show. I figured I'd just give call in. I heard you all were giving tickets out in about 1 minute to the Kings and Wizards exhibition as well.
Well, if you're interested in that, we'll do it right now. We'll ask you the question. If you can answer this question, and here's the whole point of the thing is we want to reward people who listen to the show. So if you've listened to the show, you would know the answer to this question. It's not something you can Google. It's only something you can get by listening to the show. So,
well, I'm in the phone with my daughter, so I won't be Googling anyway.
So the question is, how many kids do I have and Mary Jo have? Not
together.
The combined amount of children that we have with our own families.
I believe, is it five?
Oh, man.
Did I not get it?
Austin, no.
So close. So close.
I'm assuming it's plus or minus one.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah. You've just helped the next caller. Yes. Plus or minus one.
Well, they have a 50-50 shot at it then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Austin. Sorry.
Oh no, that's okay. And about that game, I think something that's lost. I've been listening to the show. I really like what CJ was talking about, the seatbelt story. That's hilarious. Mine goes off. I buckle it in behind me so it shuts up. So he's not the only one.
Gosh, we have got some risk takers.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, the Lexington Police Department is not happy with us right now.
Well,
we do not condone that.
No.
Well, I'm on the interstate. I'm on the interstate now, so I do wear on the interstate, but in town driving, I don't. And it's just a habit I got into when I was in the military over in Iraq. I just didn't wear them, so it kind of came back with me.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your service.
Yeah,
we do appreciate that.
I appreciate the paychecks. It was all right.
Well, you know, let's hold on. The man has served in the military. He was plus or minus one. You just want to give him to him? Can we do that? Does it really matter?
It's fine with me.
Yeah.
Austin, are you still there?
Yeah, Austin will not say no to free tickets.
Yeah, let's just give you the tickets.
Okay, so we need you to hang on. The answer is four.
The answer is four, yeah.
Dan has...
I was debating between four and five. I was like, I couldn't quite remember.
Dan's got twin boys, and I have one boy and one girl.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then, including the one in the back, I just was adding mine. That's
what I was doing. There you go.
So we need you to hang on the line, Austin, and we'll get you the information on those two tickets to the Kings-Wizards game October 15th at Rupp Arena. Congratulations.
Yeah. Outstanding. And I did have just one thing that I think has been kind of lost on the football season is, you know, after the loss in the first game and then just getting absolutely blown out against Florida, the fact that our boys actually came back and we were down yesterday and that we're now sitting at 2-2, as far as confidence goes, I mean, you really can't – I mean, when it comes to football, we give up quick. And the fact that I don't think our team gave up and we're sitting at 2-2, you know, next week with Alabama, I expect it to be a close game in the first half because that's just how Alabama plays, and then they'll score 40 in the second half. But, I really think I'm more than impressed with the fact that they didn't just fold it up and give up on the season, because it would have been real easy, especially last night after we're down 7-3. You know, so I don't know. I was just real impressed with them last night.
Yeah, first time in the Mark Stoops era that a team that he's had has trailed at halftime.
Yeah,
by
he was 0-23.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. I knew it. I knew it hadn't been many, but I didn't know it was zero.
Yeah. And so the first time they had won. So a lot of questions were answered last night. I think for the moment.
Yeah.
We'll see going forward, but definitely encouraging for, I mean, for fans, you got season tickets. You know, if you got season tickets, you don't want to be sitting here and go, ugh.
Yeah.
Well, one and three, and then next week, because you're going to be 1-4, and then that's just,
To see that gives you some hope to be, okay, maybe you can make this fun for us. Yeah.
Well, and it also gives you some hope that if we're down 10-3, you don't have to turn the channel.
Yeah,
right. You know,
that's true.
Yeah. So for me, it was one of the more enjoyable games I've watched in the last few years.
Yeah, absolutely. No, hey, thank you, Austin.
Yes, thank you. And hang on the phone there so we can get your information. Get those tickets. What he just said that, and you agreed. It's just one of the most enjoyable games because of all the things involved and what they showed.
And listen, if Kentucky was 4-0 right now, if they had won every game, including winning at Florida, I still don't think that next week they were going to win that game. Or if they were 3-1, having just lost at Florida but won every other game they were supposed to win.
Right.
So I really hope this momentum carries over to that Vandy game.
Yeah.
Because, that can go either way. I think Western Kentucky is probably a better team than Vandy, and they ended up losing in overtime on a, you know, trying to go for the win instead of going for the tie. And that was a crazy finish because Vandy scored at the very end of the game to tie it, right? Western had that game won.
They did.
So I don't think Vandy's like a pushover, you know, where Kentucky is concerned. So I really hope that this momentum and this feeling that these guys had last night and today and through practice this week, I really hope that carries on.
Need to play well against Alabama.
Yeah, I think you need to, and you can. Yeah. They can.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. 381-1313. We got a little bit of time left. If you want to get in here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show
on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
www.ylose.com. Free picks, stats, trends, scores, odds, and more at ylose.com. That's the letter Y, L-O-S-E.com.
John Blevins of Barclay Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling told a very interesting story about a service call he had late this summer. They were called to a longtime customer's home who had a 35-year-old Lennox air conditioner. They assumed it was old, so they wanted it replaced. But that wasn't the case. John had said the unit was still in great shape, but the customer wanted a newer, more efficient model. John agreed and explained that newer models would save them a lot of money on their electric bills. And guess what the customer wanted? Another Lennox air conditioner. Because Lennox air conditioners really do stand the test of time, and now is the perfect time to have your air conditioner replaced and to make sure your furnace is working properly for the cooler weather ahead. Plus, Barclay Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling offers financing options. It's a no-brainer. Lennox and Barclay Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. See them on Winchester Road or find out more at barclayblevins.com. Home of the Little Plumber.
Lexington's top-rated barbershop, Prince Cut's Barbershop, is now better than ever. Updated, renovated, and expanded to better suit clientele. 5 flat screens and now 8 new booths. Prince Cut's Barbershop, 299 Cuts. Chill at Lexington's most upscale barbershop and let the men there give you the style you deserve. At Prince Cut's, book your appointment online at princecuts.com or call 299 Cuts. Prince Cuts is not your ordinary barbershop. It's an experience. Off Richmond Road behind Panera in front of Doubletree. Prince Cuts Barbershop, 299 Cuts, where you will get a style fit for a prince.
Wing Zone is going to the majors every day through September. Hello, this is Doug Flynn, and everyone knows that there are three things that I love: fishing, golf, and of course, Cincinnati Reds baseball. Thanks to Wing Zone, I now have something else to enjoy: the Reds Pack. Every day you can get 20 wings, jumbo wedge fries, ranch and celery for only $15. That's right, only $15 and delivered right to your door. Call Southland Drive at 259-1300 or Eureka Springs at 259-1400. I know what I'll be indulging in: the Reds Pack from Wing Zone.
Save the date. Something for everyone. September 30th and October 1st is the Mary Queen of the Holy Rosary Fall Festival. Games, food, drinks, music, and family fun. For more information, find us on Facebook at Mary Queen Fall Festival.
Join parents and experts at understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues designed to help you help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything. Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Second down and 8. This time they gave it to him decisively. 25-20. Cuts to the end zone. Touchdown, Kentucky. Boom, Williams.
We didn't even hear the got to get that boom, boom, boom part of the song, did we?
Yeah. Oh, we heard the boom, boom, boom?
I didn't hear the boom, boom, boom part. Aw, we should have been paying attention, Josh. You worked so hard on that. And then we missed it.
Now, Boom Williams, once again, I mean, he did some stuff where, well, just... he's doing stuff to where when he's done at Kentucky, it's going to be one of those careers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's see, 15 carries, 123 yards, and a touchdown. What did I see? The Ralphio Little thing. It is, if I can find, there it is. He is, jeez. Okay, here it is. Boom has 304 rushing yards in the last two games combined, which is the most by a UK player in a two-game span since Ralphio Little had 322 combined against Auburn and Vandy in 2005. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
304 yards over two games. All right, only a minute left here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show. Like we've been saying the whole way, 3 of 13 on third downs with South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
The defense, it's unfortunate that this win comes with Alabama next because it seems like impossible. Yes. But there is encouragement. There is signs of life from the defense. And then there's a running game that is huge, huge for this team moving forward. This week.
Yeah.
It's Alabama, so it's almost...
You just got to have a good showing, right?
It's almost the perfect time for Big Blue Madness camp out. And it happens on Wednesday.
Yes.
That's going to take over that Avenue of Champions area, Memorial Coliseum, Joe Kraft Center is going to be loaded with people out there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Big Blue Madness tickets. And then we start October. And October 9th, UK's got a basketball practice on TV.
Yes.
So, I wanted to mention before we go, even though we're late... And Josh has said it's too late. We got a break. You need to know what's coming up today because right here at noon, pregame for NFL, you got the Redskins and the New York Giants. And then at 4, it's 49ers, Seahawks. And then at 8 o'clock, Bears, Cowboys here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
And don't be a creepy clown. I'm so tired of those guys.
Thanks for listening to the Dan and Mary Joe
Show. On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
So fireworks, balloon drops. I mean, what else are these politicians going to come up with?
What's that?
You know what I'd love to hear? Besides that sweet sounds of a saxophone trio, that is.
Well, now, if Hillary...